From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Abigail Corson. Michael Brown's uncle says the Department of Justice's decision not to charge the Ferguson police officer for the fatal shooting of his nephew is deflating. A St. Louis County grand jury decided in November not to file state charges against Darren Wilson, who has since left the department. Federal officials concluded that there was no evidence to disprove Wilson's testimony that he feared for his safety, nor was there reliable evidence that Brown, who was unarmed, had his hands up in surrender when he was shot. But a scathing report faulted the city and its law enforcement for racial bias. Brown's uncle, Charles Ewing, says the federal decision not to charge Wilson means justice in the case isn't coming. A Boone County resident is still hospitalized after a shooting that occurred late Saturday evening. KBIA's Jesse Martin has more on the story.
One man remains in a local hospital after a double homicide Saturday night in Boone County. Deputy Tom O'Sullivan says Willie Mays, 44, is not in good condition after he took a gunshot to the head. Deborah Coons, 53, and her brother Donald Wilson, 51, were shot and pronounced dead at the scene. The shooting is currently under investigation by the Sheriff's Department, and there is no known motive, O'Sullivan says.
We're still talking to friends, family, and associates of the victims to try and determine a motive for this incident, but right now we don't have one identified.
The suspect is 28-year-old Cornelius Parker. After the shooting, Parker fled the scene, resulting in a vehicle pursuit by a Boone County deputy, which ended in Parker's death after an exchange of gunfire.
The True False Film Festival has become a household name over the last 12 years in Columbia. This year, the Missouri Theater installed a new projector to show films in better quality. John Murray is the Senior Director of Auxiliary and Service Operations at the Missouri Theater. Murray says the relationship between the Missouri Theater and True False will continue to grow closer.
A very meaningful building to the festival, and we do, there is, you know, this, the funding from them certainly has created an opportunity for us to be much more collaborative in the future.
He says True False, Ragtag, and the university help fund the new projector. Murray says this new projector in the Missouri Theater helps to provide additional space for smaller theaters while Jesse Auditorium is closed. A Justice Department report says African Americans in Ferguson are disproportionately subjected to excessive police force, baseless traffic stops, and citations for petty infractions. The department has issued more than two dozen recommendations to improve the city's police department and court system. The report also calls for better oversight of Ferguson's recruiting, hiring, and promotion procedures. Federal officials say city leaders in Ferguson are cooperative and open to change, and that there are already signs of improvement. As it released the recommendations, the Justice Department also announced that it won't prosecute the former officer in the shooting death of Michael Brown. I'm Abigail Corson, KBIA News, Columbia.